We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
That's so rich. Coming from the lips of an angel. Hi.
I need you to stop today. Today's the one day I need you to not make me laugh hysterically.
I can do what I want to do. This is my job to make you laugh.
I listen. If you're listening to the podcast, you don't know this about me. I got a terrible sunburn on my face. And it is, I can't move my face from my nostrils down.
First of all, what nostrils?
I have
barely gone.
Have I showed you that?
Yes, of course.
My one nostril is so tiny for the viewers at home that when I breathe in, it actually sticks to itself.
It disappears. It's giving gay Voldemort, which is a lot of people's fantasies.
Well, I was going to say that's actually kind of my energy.
I know.
Is gay Voldemort.
I know.
Right before I lose my hair.
And I'm actually the train that takes people to Hogwarts.
Yeah, I see that actually.
Choo choo.
All aboard.
Come on in. We're burning coal. I want to say a few things.
I can't smile today, so I need you to not make me laugh.
Fine, I won't.
If I start bleeding on camera,
yeah,
I do, and I'm going to blame you.
There will be blood.
Don't. That is the movie that is named after my lip right now.
Your lip cracking.
Mm-hmm.
There will be blood.
Yeah.
The minute you walked in the joint.
What?
Do you want to crack it off?
Ladies and gentlethems, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon, and we are horny. Sorry about it.
I'm going to just real quick.
What?
You got to go to this cam and this cam. Don't.
I haven't even done that. I've been going to this camera.
Just recently, there's been some, you don't know where your eyes go, and you've been hitting all three cams at random.
And now I know.
Okay. I hit yours.
I would love two close-ups.
All right. We'll get a couple close-ups today. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk mostly about... I have a few things. Number one is I've been... As you know, my life changed when I got my hair cut.
Yeah.
I was someone else with long hair.
Yeah.
Now when I look back at pictures of myself, I think to myself, oh, that was the phase when I had long hair. Mm-hmm. I had short hair as a young boy. Let it get long because of societal pressure.
Yeah.
And now here we're back.
You were a woman.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw you the first time, I said, no, that's a woman.
With my long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big bitch right there.
Okay. So.
And every time I go basically to get my hair cut with my like hairstylist now.
Yeah.
Who is queer and the best.
Love.
Shout out Olivia. I wish she was watching. Anywhoozy, I realized I started watching this show on Netflix.
Okay.
I realized what I picture myself or how I would like to picture myself is David Beckham throughout his soccer career.
I mean, I think every person pictures themselves as David Beckham or wants to look like David Beckham.
I think it's more specific to Butch Dykes.
I do not.
You want to look like David Beckham?
I would pay good money to look like David Beckham.
David Beckham is one of those unifying figures, I think, in all people.
I think men want to be him. Women also want to be him.
Yes.
I don't think that this is a very niche.
No. David Beckham. And I know that we all know it's like, oh, yeah, he's handsome. He's like a really good looking guy.
It's more than
if you're watching Beckham.
Yeah.
You're like, that is... unmatched beauty.
Yeah.
That is unmatched beauty.
Me and Erica were watching Beckham and both sitting there. We were like, that's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
He is beautiful.
He's stunning.
But to me, it's also like, I don't know. It's like as if he transcends masculinity and it kind of does go into beauty. Like,
right.
That is and all the men in that show that are like, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Like it kind of does transcend.
It transcends all sexuality.
All sexualities, all genders.
Yes.
It's like that is a, oh my God.
Is it fucked up to, I'm like, I feel like that's what God looks like.
It's possible.
Like,
I mean,
David Beckham looks like an angel to me.
It's crazy how many people in that documentary talked about his looks.
Yeah, you have to talk about his looks. Like, he's so.
But I was gonna assume it would be more women, but it was a lot of like men being like, "Hubba hubba."
Well, he spent most of his time with other men on the soccer pitch.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, the only woman that he hangs out with is Vicky.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham.
I call her Vicky because we're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and also imagine being so beautiful that even next to Victoria Beckham, people are like, have we talked about how
hot he is?
How hot David is?
Yeah. No, it's
That's nuts. Victoria Beckham, one of the most beautiful women of all time.
Yeah.
It's what crazy. The fuck?
I love the documentary.
Did you like it?
I absolutely loved it.
And it.
Well, I was going to say, it just made me appreciate him as an athlete more because I wasn't into soccer growing up.
Yeah.
Or really him at all.
No.
But then I was like, oh my God, he was so. It made me just so sad for what he went through in 1998 after that's dumb red card.
It reminds me to persevere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever feel like shit, you got to be like.
David Beckham was booed every single game that he played for the entire 1999 soccer season.
And it's sad that what they would yell at him and they hung dummies. Like,
yeah, no, it was bad.
Like they wanted him dead.
The press used to be. We forget. I also started watching Beckham because I was like, there's going to be Spice Girls footage. I know it.
Yeah.
I am a huge Spice head. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that, like, I spent most of my time watching and still most of my time watching Spice Girls on YouTube and TikTok.
Love them. Huge fan.
I didn't realize that I was going to be drawn into the absolute sheer unadulterated beauty of David Beckham.
I agree. I was a little surprised.
I know. I mean, I didn't see it coming. Do you see him when he puts it back in a part pony?
Because that's what I'm saying is it does kind of go into a little bit. It's kind of feminine, but kind of masculine.
Yeah.
It's kind of androgynous.
It's androgyny.
Yeah. And I think that's why from all over, people are like, good Lord, that's sexy. It reminds me of Leo in the Titanic or Brad Pitt in Troy. When all these like very beautiful men had long blonde hair and it ruined both men and women.
Like something about me wanting to rail David Beckham is still not straight.
No, it's gay.
You know what I mean?
No.
That's like gay guy porn.
Yeah.
Something about me, because I also, when I envision myself having sex with David Beckham, it's very soccer forward.
Okay.
Like he's in the goal and I'm shooting a corner shot.
Well, I would definitely need shin guards.
Oh my God.
I'm going to need to be in shin guards.
I always wear shin guards when I'm having sex.
Oh, okay.
Do you not?
I don't. Only when it's with David Beckham.
David Beckham, I'm wearing cleats and shin guards for sure. And gloves. Mm-hmm. You know the gloves that goalies wear?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually what Erica has, but naturally. Okay, so I was watching that on my honeymoon. Huge.
Hot.
I had, and I do want to tell you a quick story.
Please.
I went to French Polynesia on my honeymoon. It was beautiful.
Frufu poo poo.
Frufu poo poo.
They call it.
Yeah, that's actually how you say it. Water's crystal clear.
Deep, yeah.
Do you know those huts that are like over the water?
Oh my God. Yeah, beautiful.
I wasn't in one of those.
Oh.
Those were sold out.
I was looking at those.
I was looking at those. I was on the beachfront hut.
Yeah.
And I just had the most magical time, but I will say, like, I was a little taken back by. There was one morning where I was like, all right, it was our first morning there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, we're at a resort where it's like a lot of couples. So there's a lot of couples like walking the beach together. And I was like, all right, I haven't seen many lesbians, but we were very obviously a couple. And we were sitting there in our bathrobes. And I was like, this is just so beautiful. But we kept getting like kind of like bad looks or like people were like staring a lot at us, which I was like, that sucks. Like I was hoping to kind of blend in with everyone. And I was like, okay, whatever. But this is like, I'm not going to like shy away from being with my partner and being like open and all that.
Yeah, you're on your honeymoon.
Yeah, and I'm touchy-feely and like, you know, we're holding hands. We're not like kissing on our balcony or anything, but I was holding her hand, but we kept getting like looks. And then Erica went and walked to the beach and then walked back and she was like, your pussy is out.
What do you mean?
Entire.
What do you mean?
Not
2 episodes ago.
I know.
Just telling you how my pussy was out.
I go, boy,
did I send it to you?
Boy, did I pull a ray.
How out from the front or from the back?
Well, you can't see it from the back.
Well, mine was out from bending over.
Like, oh, I see.
You mean just like you were walking.
like, she was walking,
standing up, and your pussy's out.
I was sitting in a way where I'm not used to sitting pantyless in a robe. So I was sitting.
The robe was open. It's a robe. I'm picturing your bikini.
No. I was in a robe. A white.
Oh my God.
Because we had just like woken up and I was like, let me put on my robe. Let me have coffee on the deck. My legs were up and I didn't realize that the robe was sloping so far down.
Of course.
So all these people, everyone, hut after hut, was walking in front, looking over. And
seeing your pussy.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's so funny because I want you to know that no matter how you're sitting in a robe, your pussy's out. So you just need to know that if you're in a robe, robes are meant to kind of display the puss.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I'm not a robe heavy gal.
Oh, I'm always wearing robes my pussy's always out.
I didn't know this. So I was in one a robe and also deeply in public.
Yeah.
And I'm beachfront. So everyone that walks past is looking right at me.
You were confusing. You thought that this was a homophobic glare.
I did. But it was,
they were shocked at your
pussy out. I told Erica, I go, this is why we do what we do, Rachel and I. Stop. I say, we are out here fighting the good fight and I will not stop. And then she was like, yeah, your pussy is fully out.
That's so funny that you're like.
It couldn't have been more puss.
Oh my God.
My shell came to the beach.
Nice. I wish I could have seen it.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure that those people will describe it.
I'm a huge shellhead. I'm a big puka shell guy.
I was, dude, I can't even tell you.
That's
I was
so mortified. Funny.
Mortified. And then I did, and this is besides the point, but then a tit did fall out later that day.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
I need somebody to teach me how to wear a robe properly. Like
chickens on the beach.
Don't.
Weird, but fucking beautiful. Your shell's out on the beach.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time, dude.
If you don't know that song.
I wrote it when I was in Tahiti.
Yeah.
There were a lot of chickens on the beach. And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
It is.
There were chickens on the beach and it was weird.
I'm so sorry.
Fucking beautiful.
I have a few questions for you actually about your honeymoon. I've never been on a honeymoon because.
You're not married yet.
No one will marry me.
That's not true. I'm right here waiting. I've been waiting this whole time.
I look over, your pussy's out, you're in a robe.
Okay. Don't make me laugh.
Here's my question to you. Did you bring sex toys on the plane?
No.
No cuffs?
No nothing.
No blindfold?
Don't need them.
No candle?
Nothing.
No harnies?
Uh-uh.
No stroopies?
No.
No dildies?
No, just sandals.
And a robe.
Sandals and a robe, baby. Here's the thing. So I came back from flashing French Polynesia.
Yeah.
The entirety of it. And you and I landed and immediately you and I went to see the Eras Tour. Wait. I break my elbow. Blood everywhere.
Keep going. Suck it up. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Mackenzie hit her bones so hard. Yikes. Are you okay, man?
I actually didn't feel it. I am so bony. It's this one right here. I can't feel it.
I have to tell you, Ken.
Yeah.
I was doing shows in Iowa when you were on your honeymoon. Yeah. I was in Des Moines. And I want you to know that Friday night I bombed so hard that and you're probably asking yourself, hey, Rachel, best friend, coworker of mine, why are you telling our listeners and potential ticket buyers to see you do stand up how hard you bombed? I have to get it off my chest. That's how bad the bomb was.
Can I be honest, though? People that are listening and you're like, do I want to go see Rachel? It turns out she's bombed. When you bomb, it's actually the funniest thing. I'm trying not to laugh. I don't want to crack my lip. It is the funniest thing ever to see you bomb because you lean into the bomb so hard. And it is like watching a car accident, but in the funniest way.
Thank you.
I love when you bomb.
I know you love when I bomb, which is half why I bring it up. I want you to know that I had traveled for 13 hours because my flight was delayed to get into Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And I got on stage.
Can I just say Des Moines is spelled wrong?
Yeah, it's weird. They take some swings.
They take some huge swings.
I bombed so hard that somebody during the silence where I was expecting
maybe a laugh, a clap.
Huge laugh. I was expecting roar.
There's no way you were expecting mid-bomb a roar. There's no way, dude.
I thought this will get him back.
There's no fucking way.
A I was going to say gentleman, but I need to actually paint a proper picture.
Yeah.
Father Time, the oldest man I've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, parked his walker next to his table.
Okay.
And old.
To be fair, this is not an ageist podcast.
No,
I prefer those people at my shows.
I'm a huge
They'll finally get my humor.
You know we're gilfs.
Yeah.
You know we're gilf forward.
We are.
I also love old tables. I'm like, hey, let me put my soccer balls in your trunk.
Right.
Take me to school and teach me Roman numerals. Yeah. I love old people.
Yeah.
I fuck with old people.
Okay, so this Father Time was at a table. Is he front row?
Yes.
Okay. So you're bombing in front of him.
I'm bombing so hard in front of him that he loudly said in front of everyone, flatlining, and got the biggest laugh
of the night.
Of that part of the set.
That sucks so hard. That was me.
Stop. You came in drag, fully pulled up.
That wasn't drag, honey.
this is the drag. It was wild. I want anyone who listening to know that if you were in Iowa on night one,
that was a bad night.
That was Fortune.
That was Fortune. Dude, that's the cool thing about looking just like Fortune.
Yeah, I can blame it on her. Night two rocked. Night one, that was not me.
Yeah.
That was Bob the Tomato from VeggieTales.
That sucks.
But man. You and I traveled the same day.
Yeah.
Sunday night. You're coming back from your honeymoon. I'm coming back from the best shows of my life.
Yeah.
And we decide.
We landed and immediately drove to Burbank.
Yes. To go see the Eras Tour because we had been apart then for like.
Yeah. Too long.
Several days. I was like, let's actually.
Go see Taylor.
Go Taylor. Yeah. I don't know who's. You, me, and Zoe Lister-Jones.
Yeah. We had quite the group. Very fun.
And let's review. Before we do have a guest. Before we get into this. We have a guest coming. This guest rocks. The controversial and I would say prolific Robbie Hoffman we have on.
Yeah, Robbie is so much fun. Friend of the pod. We love Robbie.
We love Robbie Hoffman. Buckle the fuck up for Robbie Hoffman coming on. But before we get into that, I do want to talk about the Eras Tour. And people have also been clamoring for us to talk about
the plop.
The plop and also Travis Kelce. Do we have enough time to do all of it?
No.
All right. We'll have to save some of that for the Patreon episode.
Yeah.
Also, make sure you leave us a review and like and follow us. We have stuff everywhere. Yeah. We love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What did you think of the Eras movie?
Okay, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Opened strong. Mm-hmm. We love starting with Lover. Okay.
Yeah.
Loved it. Immediately lost me for about 30 minutes.
You're insane.
A little too slow.
What?
A little too
slow.
Because
Lover?
No, Lover was great, but I think she went into like Fearless after that. Or what is it? Speak Now? It's one of the slower ones that's all country. Don't huff and puff at me.
Ken?
Here's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing. You're going in. It's 3:30 Burbank, Sunday. I'm just getting off a plane from Tahiti.
Hey.
All right. So
Hey. I brought you snacks.
You did.
Did I not?
No, you did. But here's the thing. It's a 3-hour movie. I understand she's got to pace it, right? You got to pace a concert. You have to have your highs. You're going to have those lows.
Ken.
It was cape heavy.
Yeah, it was.
And I love that. She had a lot of Dragon Balls at one point. Shout out Dragon Ball Z. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
There were a lot of orbs. That
was folklore.
That loving.
Folklore rocked. When she brought out that Shrek house.
Yeah.
For, Evermore, I think still or Evermore folklore? Or Folklore. She was like, and this is the cabin. And she was like, doing Betty. And I'm like,
that's the swamp.
I recognize that house from.
Yeah.
In the morning, we're making pancakes.
Yeah, this where's Cameron Diaz?
Where is Donkey?
I'm for real.
Where is Mike Myers?
There was a lot that she stole from Shrek.
Honestly,
and
I think
Ball
that
C.
She might get sued. Wait. Because you sound like, first of all, I have a fucking huge bone to pick
with you. All right, first off, it fades in through rainbow clouds.
Your
rainbow clouds. No, I'm loving this.
It's, yeah.
To me, that is the gayest opening I've ever seen. You might as well start with two women scissoring.
Wait.
Fading in through two scissored legs.
Ken.
What?
Wait.
She comes down on SoFi.
Kenny.
Don't scream at me.
McKennie, Jane.
What?
Listen to me.
Go ahead.
You're not telling them about how we accidentally went into the wrong theater at first.
We did.
And I almost bailed.
You did because you were like, here, we walked
into the wrong theater.
And all these moms were standing on the side. It was a bunch of moms.
Moms on the side watching their tweens dance. Slow dance to Midnight Rain.
Yeah, it was a weird vibe.
Because that comes in like the very last like 20 minutes.
We almost sat down. So we saw these teens dancing in the front.
And, I almost bailed.
Because you said, I think, verbatim, I have never seen that much virgin energy.
That is exactly what I said.
And then
I was uncomfortable by being around that many virgins at once.
Yeah.
It overwhelmed me. And we had to bail. And I was like, should we just leave?
I'm the one who, like, before we even got there, I said, hey, we're not staying for the whole movie. Right?
I also, nobody told me that it, I thought we were watching a Talking Heads documentary about the making of the tour.
No, dude.
So I thought we were going to interview, like, choreographers. I thought we were going to get, like, snippets of, like,
I was like, it's the concert.
Nobody told me. And here's my bone to pick with you, Mackenzie. Here's my huge fucking bone, because you're kind of sitting here being like, oh, it kind of got boring in the first minute, which, by the way, it didn't. It didn't get boring in the first minute. I'm fucking pissed because I was a normal, cool person when we started this podcast. I was somebody who didn't know more than 2.5 Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
I didn't know them.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a straight person and this music's not for me. Mm-hmm. And because of you at home who are telling me to listen to this music, I fell, because you know me, I'm an addict. I'm either loving it or hating it. I'm getting in. I fell deep into Taylor Swift's discography. I fell into every single era.
I'm going to be honest. When I looked out over at you at every single one of those 7 albums that she was doing, you were there. I have never seen you more into something.
Mackenzie?
You were mouthing every lyric.
I wasn't mouthing. I was
screaming. You were doing a lot of it. Yeah, you were screaming louder than any other teenage girl in that movie theater.
Mackenzie?
Yes.
I thought that I didn't go to the Eras Tour because I wouldn't know enough music.
I invited you. I said, for your birthday, I will buy you a ticket to the Eras Tour.
And I was like, that's crazy.
And you were like, no. Here you are.
I knew every lyric to every song for the entire 3-hour movie concert experience.
I know. Poor Zoe was in the middle of you and I.
Probably like covering her gorgeous ears. Yeah. No, she was dancing. She was
she had a
great movie goer.
She was. She was
fun. I didn't realize that I have, because you've been joking. You're like, oh my God, you're a Swiftie now. You're a Swiftie now.
You guys, you were truly more so than most of those other people.
Cried.
They were like, sit down, Rachel.
When she did, people were like, this person's too into it. And it was me.
Yeah.
I was like, everyone shut up. Taylor's on.
Yeah.
We danced.
Mm-hmm.
We cried.
Yeah.
You harmonized loudly when nobody else was.
It was bad.
We made a fool of ourselves publicly. And at one point, somebody came up to us and had obviously known about.
Yeah, the plop.
The plop. We exchanged bracelets with fellow Swifties.
I loved it.
I loved it. And I felt proud for women.
I agree. But let me say this, because I did start off by saying it started slow. It picked up so fast and hard.
When she hit Reputation. I knew you were going to say it.
Reputation, I almost came.
It was me too. I fully was like,
I'm horny.
I'm about to climax. Because, and you know how I don't feel sexually attracted to Taylor Swift? Because she has the energy of a pen. I was going to say pagan.
I was going to say pen. The energy of a pen.
She has the sexual output of a character shoe.
Yeah.
She has.
Listen, I don't want to bet.
No, this is not to bash. This is just the brand.
Yeah.
This is Taylor Swift's brand is not the same brand as Rihanna. You know what I mean?
No, the branding to me, and I said it when we left, is like, it is very Disney. It's very Pixar. It's very like, this is for young women.
It's like a sing-along.
Women.
Yeah, like you're not getting sexually attracted to like a sing-along.
No, she's also like very cartoonish when she does these performances.
Very musical theater.
It's very musical theater.
Yeah, it's
bringing
a play.
Me back to like Black Box Theater in college when people were trying it. Like it's very big.
You're kind of like, yeah,
it's very
for
expressive.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But when Reputation came on, and it was basically her with her backup dancers.
I said, are we at Cheetah's right now? Are we at Jumbo's Clown Room?
When Reputation era hit, I said, I'm the most turned on I've been in all of 2023.
All of 2023?
Reputation. When those women were stomping towards me.
Here's the thing. We saw it in Dolby.
We
saw it in Dolby, you guys. The bass.
It
penetrated.
Hit my sex chakras.
Yeah, yeah.
In my sacrum,
mm-hmm.
and between my pelvic bone.
Yeah. It was, I'll say this, reputation.
Not to mention, we're sitting next to our hottest friend.
Yeah, Zoe.
Hello.
Hi. It was
Hi.
Unreal.
The power mm-hmm. of reputation, one leg out. And if we can fast forward to the last era that she did, which was Midnights, mm-hmm. when she did, let's just talk about it. The vigilante
plot.
Shit.
Yeah, I was waiting for it for so long because we've been performing the plop.
Around the nation.
Exactly.
People beg for the plop.
Well, we coined the term the plop.
Well, yeah.
And now it's gone viral.
Hi. Listen, the plop I have only ever seen mm-hmm. in small TikTok
yeah.
clips.
Yeah.
So I've never had the pleasure
of seeing it.
Of seeing vigilante shit performed in its entirety.
Right.
I didn't realize that she kept the chair
mm-hmm,
for the entire song.
Ken, she also drags
Ken,
the long drag of the chair.
Ken.
No, I know.
When she drags that
it.
Chair, when her and her back, because I also didn't realize she kind of plopped it up.
Can I be honest? I thought, and I know this is controversial mm-hmm. and you're not going to agree.
Yeah.
I thought her plop in the movie
mm-hmm.
anticlimactic and could have been better.
You liked our plot better.
Not only our plot, but the one that I've seen that's like, there's
the
been
one that we've seen online.
Yeah, there's been a couple different versions of the plop that she's done, and she puts a little bit more oomph into a couple.
I'm like, not
this
even.
This one wasn't.
I don't think so. You know, I disagree.
Yeah,
because
I
what I saw for that amount of chair dancing, I was like, I would have watched 3 hours of Taylor Swift and her backup
mm-hmm.
dancers.
Yeah.
Chairing.
Yeah.
Chair plopping for 3 hours.
I agree. She could do an extended version of this. I'd probably see it.
I would go back and see it.
Whatever.
I now I can't look at chairs.
Yeah.
Vigilante shit chair dance has made me start blushing around every chairs. Recliners,
mm-hmm.
even like any type of, I can't go to Staples because
yeah.
they have all those chairs there. And
yeah.
I start seeing chairs and I start to get hot.
Uh-oh.
Now.
Yeah.
I can't sit. I haven't sat. Thank God this is a couch. I can't sit at chairs. I'm not at the dining
room
table anymore.
You can still do something to this.
I know.
You got to watch out.
It was magical. And I had the most fun that I've ever had in a Dolby Theater.
I had so much fun. You and I and Zoe were all up dancing mm-hmm. for a lot of 1989.
Yeah.
And then also we went to the pit. And here's the thing. You and I probably wouldn't have pitted. But Zoe's a
big pit head.
Zoe is so funny. She goes, you guys, we're going to the pit.
Get up. We're going to the pit.
Grabs
pit
us. She's all about the pit life.
Yeah.
Grabs us. We run down. It becomes a fucking mosh pit.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
I'm moshing with teenagers that are dressed up like glitter
fearless.
Balls.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so much fun. I enjoyed it so much. And good for her. The air is
I just like, I if I may, for 1 second, because
yeah.
I am like still kind of grappling with the identity shift of me knowing this much of her discography.
I've never seen you more off your seat.
I love music.
Yeah.
I love music and I love pop music because I really like when we all know something that we can connect with.
Yeah.
And I was resistant because like it wasn't something that I was naturally drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I do love like pop culture and I love
pop
music. I love when everybody knows something.
How much did you like when she dove?
I loved it. I fucking
that
loved it.
That actually might have been the highlight of the whole movie.
Not more than the chairs.
Loved it.
More than the more than vigilante shit?
You know what? No. Here's my top
yeah,
three.
Give me the top three moments.
First one, when she's actually dragging the chair.
Dragging the chair was
Second one?
Yeah.
When she dove like a little fish.
Yeah.
Into the, who knows?
She is a tall woman, isn't she?
So tall.
Oof, yeah.
And the third biggest moment.
Mm-hmm.
I love when she was on top of that house.
Yeah. Singing up there.
That was great.
When she did the 10-minute version of All Too Well, I was fucking losing my mind. Like,
Did I leave?
I think you might have left.
I left at some point.
Yeah, Mackenzie. Yeah,
there
you
was
had
just
to take
a few
calls.
I was like, you know what? I better head out for this song.
I didn't take my eyes off the screen.
I know. Zoe and I both went away for a couple minutes.
Not me.
You were there the entire time.
I prepped. I brought snacks. I went pee right before. I was like, I'm locked in for whatever this is.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It was really powerful.
She didn't take a fucking water break. I mean, it is unreal.
It's
her
really
cardio.
It's really cool because I really like when so many people support a woman.
Yeah,
and because like I think we've done stand up long enough,
mm-hmm.
and like as women, that did you see?
Yeah, as whatever.
It was It's fine.
You are.
whatever the fuck.
You are.
That is. I feel like, and like, you know, I'm like, we've been doing more, whatever.
Yeah.
To see so many people show up for.
Yeah.
And give attention to and money to supporting one singular woman who is doing a craft that she is so like dorky good at. I was like inspired for women. I was like, this is a win for women.
I love it. I mean, I'm happy we went and I did enjoy it.
For
and
the theater dorks out there, it is this is a huge
theatrical.
Win.
It's huge for musical theater kids, which you know I love. I went to school with a lot of musical theater
and
people.
And you know I am.
Yeah.
And the minute you walked in the joint.
Wow. Yeah. We all know. It's very musical theater heavy. And I like it. I thought it was great. How many gloves would you give it?
All.
How many chairs would you give it? Wait, at this point.
Yeah.
Do we
go to chair?
Also, how are you guys
liking
the new name?
Oh, the Dianes.
Dianes?
Wait, do
I miss the Dianes.
But wait, if you're not a shark, do they even know what Diane is?
A Diane is what we actually call our fans now.
I think we have to give them the choice.
Fine. Well, I will do a poll this week.
We'll do a poll. You said you were going to do it last week, and then you were too busy in French Polynesia showing your pussy to everyone in Tahiti.
Boy, did I do that.
Yeah.
The looks that I got. I would have expected at least like a hat tip or something.
Right.
Or like a
nice pussy.
Yeah. I was hoping for maybe like a nice.
It's fucked up when people notice a pussy and they don't even say anything.
No.
It's like, hey, my pussy's out. You could at least acknowledge her.
Yeah.
A bow.
A wink. But it was just like such negative.
A Taylor Swift point.
Oh my God. The pointing. Boy, did we learn all the dance moves.
She's got three and she does them over and
over
again.
The amount of fingers, I will say, the amount of fingers.
Gratuitous.
It's a lot of wrist and it's a lot of finger. It's a lot of this.
This is fucking weird. Here's what's weird. And then I swear to God, I'll stop talking about it.
And we also have to get to the episode.
Fine.
This is a very long episode.
Here's what's weird. Taylor, the movie felt straight.
Movie felt straight
because it felt so like kind of Disney-y.
Yeah,
I think. But Reputation
fucks. That's different.
That's
fucks. The thing. Is Reputation?
Reputation is Midnight's, like, was Taylor coming for the first time? Is that fucked up to say?
I don't know. Here's what I will say:
Has Taylor Swift for the first? How many albums did she do before Reputation? I know you know this.
There's Speak Now. There's
Fearless.
Red.
1989.
So four before.
And
I
then
think.
Reputation. Where's Lover after Reputation?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like the first four albums, she was like.
She was a child.
Which is fine.
She was a child.
It feels like she started like fucking.
Listen, Reputation fucks.
Reputation fucks.
I will stand on that. And it is. Possibly about Karlie Kloss.
Hey, and cancel us if you must.
Don't care.
Reputation came out of left field. I did not realize. I think the most fun song was Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah. Yes, dude. You got to watch the Netflix one of just Reputation.
She has one?
Yeah.
It's not Miss Americana?
No.
I have to go. Let's wrap this up.
Wrap it up. I have a movie to watch. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to, first off, you guys are all called Dianes, and then we're switching gloves to chairs.
Great. How many chairs would you give the Eras movie?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 chairs?
I needed more Reputation, and I needed more gayness.
Mm-hmm.
Although I loved how gay a lot of her dancers were, or non-binary, or like there was like so much
There's a lot of queer energy in the back.
Queer energy in the back, which I also am like, that's dancers for you.
Yeah.
And then also in the credits, they did show two women kissing.
I would give anything. You know, sometimes when you're watching like political announcements that they'll have in a small corner interpreters kind of like interpreting everything that people are saying to be accessible to the deaf community. If I could watch the Eras movie, but in the corner, it's live reactions of Karlie Kloss, I'd give everything.
Yeah, they should have had a fan cam on her the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing?
That's kind of like, that should have been our job, if I'm being honest. You should have said yes. You should have let me buy you a ticket, which is nuts that you didn't.
Well, I didn't think I would know any of the songs.
You knew more than I did. And I know some.
It's hard having ADHD and you can really like something.
Yeah, you went in full puss.
I sure did. And I would give it 5 chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my only complaint is that it wasn't long enough.
Stop. Stop. All right, Diane.
All right, Diane.
We're going to now have an interview with Robbie Hoffman. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Because you know I come in hot. That is something about me. So when it's not ready to record, because I do excel in those moments, in the small moments and the tidbits, like we're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're asking me about my surgeon, because I have the greatest top surgery. I actually invented top surgery. I do think I was like...
you need this.
I did it. I did it before. Like, I just heard of it. I did it.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't make a big thing. A year later, I throw up a pig.
Yeah.
Or throw a strap. That's the way to do it.
I didn't do a GoFundMe.
We're not doing none of that.
Yeah. You know, I think you and I were talking top surgery at the improv. It must have been 2 years ago. And at that point, you had already had the surgery for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You looked me dead in my eyes. You said, I'll get this for you. I know the perfect doctor.
That's it.
But I don't want to go to fucking Florida.
You got to go to Florida. His name is Dr. Garamone. He owes me $8,000 famously. Everybody knows this. He said my insurance covered it. I was happy to pay it privately. I paid $8,000. I said, here it is. It's a gift to myself.
Yeah.
Some people... That's it. I'm in a position.
$8,000's not that bad.
Yeah, it was not. Now I think it's like 12, 14, or whatever. Inflation. So it's $8,000. And okay. I said, okay, great. Terrific.
Yeah.
A gift to myself. Then I get to the hospital and they go, actually, your insurance came through. It's covered. I said, oh, terrific.
Great. I
they
want
said,
that refund.
We put it in. Yeah, they said, we put it in for insurance. Lots of times it doesn't cover. Lots of times it does. So I said, all right, well, I paid anyway. So I get it in the back. They said exactly this. Great. So we got it. Your insurance, you'll get a refund. Did not get a refund. Ooh. They took the $8,000 from insurance. They rebilled me for $16,000, saying that now it actually costs double.
Oh.
And so they needed the $8,000 privately for me. And
That's insane. That's
it's insane.
Insane.
It's literal criminal. But this is the American
and so
healthcare
you want
system.
Ready to now go do this
to the same.
Yes, just don't expect the money back.
All right.
Just pay it up front.
As long as they don't give the tits back, I'm like, fine.
Yeah. They do know insurance because this is their big scam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an asshole, but he's the best.
It does good work, though.
Yes, exactly. It's like most artists you hear about. Yeah. They're an asshole, but they make good movies.
Right.
Yeah. Alan movies are good. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Jackson Pollock invented a new kind of painting. It is what it is. Picasso had, like, they're assholes, but they're good.
Yeah. All right.
Kind of like you, Ray.
Also, I feel like you're... I mean, we had you on. Also, everyone, this is Robbie Hoffman.
This is Robbie.
Hello.
Robbie Hoffman is the most talented writer, stand-up comedian, friend of the podcast for years.
Wow.
And we've had Robbie on episodes before.
Yeah.
Yes. And we also have all done stand-up together for the past 45 years.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
And it's been really fun to actually just like unfold and grow together. And
I
love having Robbie back on.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love your podcast so much.
Listen,
we love yours.
Also, I'm like, I've known you for so long. And now I'm like on my own personal TikTok FYP and I'm watching your star is skyrocketing
is it?
Right now.
Because I know I'm on TikTok, but I don't have TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're all over TikTok.
All over TikTok?
Yes.
Wow. I'd love to log on and see what's going on
it's
on
a lot
TikTok.
Of red
shout out to TikTok.
Interviews.
Shout out to TikTok. If you like me on TikTok. I hear you. I see. You know what it is, guys? I can't have another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You know, I appreciate you out there on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram from there. I really just do Instagram. And even that, I don't know how much longer you have me.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
You have
I don't
to.
Know how much longer you have me.
No, it's tough. Yeah. Every time I'm on my phone, I'm sad. I'm like, I got to get off
I'm
of this
not.
Thing.
I just, it's not what I do. I think I was born 73. I am old at heart.
Well, you're also not out there clipping. You're not
I never
the
clipped. I'm not
or,
learning the clip.
No.
But people clip me and they throw it on. And again, I appreciate you because I'm not doing that. I like to write and do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is really, I'm very basic. And I think it's the reason why I like, and by the way, acting a little bit now, but
ooh,
you know, me type of acting.
Who's dabbling in acting?
Okay, I'm acting with the right thing, with the right, listen, I got a part. They want me to be a mother or two. I said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the right thing, it's really nice to just be me in other ways.
Yes.
You know? So if I can add me to a character, I think it's really funny to see a TV me. Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's another thing. But I think it's the reason why I love like sport documentaries. Mm-hmm. Shout out to HBO Sports.
Yep.
Netflix Quarterbug.
Are you watching the Beckham one right now?
No, because see, that one's not sport. That to me feels like a drama. Like I'm watching quarterbacks, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like anyone who has... who follows a really singular pursuit.
Yeah.
Get the ball in here, get the ball in here, get the ball in here, get
the
ball in here.
That is the Beckham one.
And that is how I feel I am.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll check out the Beckham one.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I do a very specific, I've just been doing stand up and writing.
Yeah.
One track mind. All I've been doing. And it's all I really like to do. And so everything else is fantastic. When you guys take over, when you guys go off with it and help me there, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I see you. You know, my TikTok crew. Go ahead. Pop me off on there because I don't have it in me to do it.
Yeah. No, and thank goodness for them because people do love you on TikTok.
Oh, good.
Also, back with the acting thing, the amount of times that our agents would send me something that's like, you're going to be fucked from behind by a football player.
That was a weird time. And I do have to say that was a Sam Levinson project.
Yes.
And
you should do that.
Oh, no, you should not.
I had to tell them, like, dyke roles only.
Yeah.
I have to play dyke at every... Also, I'm not an actor. So what the fuck would I do?
Yeah. We have to be dykes. It's like when I'm, you know, I really love, you know, in my projects where I'm a part of casting and stuff. Mm-hmm. Nothing I do, I don't take extremely seriously. So acting is not something, as I see tapes for roles that I've either written or been a part of writing, I love when a great tape comes in. I love when a great actor, it really, it's an art in itself. And it's so something, whether you disagree or it's nothing or whatever, it is extremely, so I value it. If somebody is going to think I'm right for the part or whatever, I do take it extremely seriously. It's also in opposition to stand-up where I'm looking directly in the barrel of the camera. Mm-hmm. I look directly at my audience. I love that.
Yeah.
I get, you know, but with acting, I have to see a camera, not see it.
Right.
It's like being me, the camera, but not, you know, getting used to the camera, not being on me.
Yeah.
Which then I think helps doing whatever else I'm doing, like now even being in a public relationship. So now there's a camera on me, but I'm still in my relationship.
But now you're being more Robbie.
And I'm being me. Yeah. Oh. So it's like, it's a whole, everything helps everything, but I take it extremely seriously. And I know those are convoluted kind of crosshairs to draw, but I can see it all helping each other.
I mean, do you feel yourself becoming the dream dyke scenario in human form?
What do you mean?
I mean the amount of dykes that have come up to me and been like if Robbie's doing it for the dykes.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't, what are they saying? What am I doing?
I mean, I think bagging a bachelorette.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's huge.
It's kind of major.
I know. I never even really thought of it.
I mean, that's like G Flip and Chrishell. You're bagging America's sweetheart.
No, see, I can't. And nothing to that. Nothing to that.
Yeah.
But
you know what I mean? Of like somebody who is a pinnacle of straightness.
Kind of.
Oh, right.
You know, that's like the Bachelorette is a huge, huge, huge iconic straight. What is it?
Franchise,
yeah,
for sure. How did you guys even meet?
We just met randomly. This is me and my life. You know, sometimes I say my life. It's like
IRL.
We met outside a bar. We were just standing there. I was about to leave. Mm-hmm. I went out. Shout out to Rox again. I went out to really catch up with Rox, and I don't get to, you know, go out a lot because we work nights a lot. I love when I say I work nights and people assume security, but I do stand up. I'm like, well, you know, I work nights. And it's like, calm down, you're home by 11. But I'm like, guys, it's nights for me.
That is nice.
I'm 73. Yeah. If stand up were up to me, we'd have afternoon programming.
Yep.
I'd have an early dinner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love a brunch show.
And that's that, you know. So, but we just had a beer.
And made the first move. You guys caught eyes or what?
Yeah, so what happened was that we were leaving and it was kind of empty and it had been like an event, like a gay event that night. But I think, you know, dykes start things typically 6 o'clock. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So by the time after shows, I got there at 10. But my friend, I wanted to, you know what I mean? And I was like, sure. So we went out, we were about to leave and some dyke like me was looking at me. Some dyke like me was looking at me, and I don't appreciate that.
Okay, like look, like staring. Like
I thought, like, oh, are they like I'm not gay like that.
Oh,
like mask for mask.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
flirting. You know, a lot of people are doing mask for mask, butch for butch.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, and I've talked about this, but it's hard for people to explain, so I'll try and go slow. It's like basically I'm not even gay.
Yeah.
Like basically the only gay thing about me is that I'm gay, but other than that, I'm not even gay.
Interesting.
So like, you know, there's like the boyish one, the girlish one, we're both girls. Mm-hmm. But basically, we live heteronormative.
You feel like lifestyle, you're removed from queer culture.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they removed. Yeah, they kicked me out years ago. I said, guys, I can't go to Pride. It's too hot out there.
Yeah.
But I feel that way too.
Yeah, it is, the sun is out.
Pride feels like it's for straight people.
Yeah, they gave Pride to the gay guys because gay guys are fun.
Yeah,
I think like dykes are funny. We're not fun.
Agreed.
So I think that made sense, but they obviously went a different direction. And I have talked about this before. Like if you've ever been to a gay guy's house, like there's like, you know, if you have a dinner, there's like a signature cocktail.
Yeah.
You know, they or there's like right. a theme. Mm-hmm. It's always like, you know, the 1920s, which as a
and
Jew,
it'll be
I'm
fun.
Like, can we not be in the 1920s? And they have a sign up the staircase. Stop. All Jews go to the attic. Stop. You know, I'm always like, you know, but if you've ever been, so this is like a fun, but like, Diet, have you ever been to a lesbian's house?
Yeah, it's a literature party.
It's a serious affair. Exactly.
Yeah, you're reading poetry. You're
Take
casting
off your
spells.
Shoes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Shut up and pay attention.
I love the shut up because that does feel like my energy. You come in, everyone shuts up. We're playing a game tonight.
Today we're talking about colonialism. So you can understand that Pride went a different direction.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I already felt like I wasn't a colonial. I'm like, out in the sun.
Yeah.
No top.
Yeah,
I don't like to wear shorts. Like even the whole outfits. It's like for dykes who have dysphoria. It's like I gotta get into shorts.
Yeah,
but nobody needs to see my legs,
right?
So in any event, so this dyke like me was looking at me, and I'm like, all right, I know it's a new world where people are doing this.
World. Imagine somebody looking at you like intensely, and you're like, all right,
here we go.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. But thank God, to her credit, she comes up to me. She's like, oh, I noticed you from your stand-up. Now, she must have seen me on TikTok, like one of the things you're talking about.
Yes, the TikTok.
So I go, oh, okay, thank you so much. And I've been more and more, like, I think because I do stand-up so much, it's been happening, just many more people are recognizing me from stand-up. Even though I don't do videos, I think I literally am in your town. Yeah. I'm, like, at every show. I'm at shows. That it has been interesting that is starting to happen. But what I realize is behind the scenes, my TikTok army is happening.
Yeah,
I love that. I'm thinking, oh, wow.
And you're like, it's me.
Yeah. And it's like literally people who are doing the shit I should be doing for
me. Do you call them Hoffheads?
You should.
What's your army?
We could. Hey, Hoffheads.
Hoffheads feels sexy.
Let's do it. Hoffheads. All right. Great.
The Hobby Rothmans feels also really fun.
Yeah, we love Hobby Rothmans. So... She was like, oh, I'm a fan of your stand-up. Blah, blah, blah. I saw you here. I said, oh, terrific. And then she was standing with Gabby. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, never mind you. Who the hell is this?
Yeah.
You know, one of these things doesn't belong. You know, Gab looked amazing wearing like, you know, gorgeous hair, gorgeous face. And I kind of recognized Gabby. But I don't know from what show. I don't know from...
Did you
know,
watch the show or no?
No, so I thought I recognized her, but I couldn't place it. Like, you know, we meet so many people.
Right.
So it's really hard out of context. Like, sometimes people are offended. They're like, oh, I met you. It was in Indiana. I'm like, now you're in LA. Like, I can't even that quickly. But I just know they look familiar. So I figure maybe she's at a show with this person who knows me. And she goes, oh, this is Gabby, the bachelorette. And I said, the bachelor's gay? And then I watched a few of those episodes because we have a dyke night where we watch, me and my friends have watched, if my friends are in town, we'll watch The Bachelorette or The Bachelor or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I had seen a few of her episodes but then I was confused because like I said, it's like straight. So it goes, the bachelor's gay. And she goes, well, I'm exploring. And I said, how old are you?
Oh, right. When meeting.
Yeah.
Love. I love that.
Oh,
energy.
Because it was a gay
we're standing
event.
Outside. Everybody's leaving.
Right. Yeah. So she's at this like the tail end of this gay. Mm. Well, like, you know, it's like, yeah. So she's at the tail end of this event. There's like 10 people left in this bar. We're waiting for an Uber or we're driving I drove for my show. They're waiting for an Uber. Like everybody is kind of like on the street outside the bar. So,
and you're Robbie Hoffman. So you're like, the bachelor's gay.
You gay? Yeah, I just don't. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess she was on the bat. You know, like I haven't, you know, you kind of dip in and out of those shows. I think they've been on for so long. But maybe they made a gay. Like, I couldn't remember.
Well, in Australia,
and I knew.
They did.
Yeah.
Recently, they had a bisexual.
Terrible.
So you never know.
So, yeah. So I was like, what? The bachelor's gay? Like, just like you would be. And she was like, well, I'm exploring. I was like, how old are you? And she's like, 32. And I'm like.
You're like, you're,
I don't think, what are we, 12? We're exploring, it's over. And, it's like, come on.
Okay. Wait, how old are you guys, the same age then?
No, I'm a couple of years older, but I'm just saying at 30, you're in your 30s. Like, it's,
listen, there's late bloomers. There are a ton of late bloomers.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm like, guys, we're grown-ups. Okay, let's with this exploring. What are you, Dorothy? Come on. Okay, so.
You're really roasting her. Yeah.
No, so I just said, there, you know, and then I asked the important question. And right away, I have a crush. She's stunning. She's so whippet smart and just terrific. And we really are just talking, like, nothing is happening. I'm just enjoying talking. She's, you know, I have no clue her life. She doesn't have no clue my life.
Yeah.
You just clicked our friends, instantly.
Yeah. And it was one of the, and I was just like, you know, I wanted to ask her out, but I had some important, you know, do you come for money or not? And then she was unsure about that question.
You
she
asked her that?
Yeah.
Was like, right off the bat?
Yeah.
What answer did you want?
I can't have somebody who came for money.
Got it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
I like if they have money currently. Okay. I like to be in a similar, you know, but I think it just informs, to me, it's like religion. It's like dating outside of the faith.
Yeah.
I think, like, to me, that's the big religion, people who come for money and people who don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't need to explain that if I have money, but I'm unsure about spending $12 on peaches right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have the money. I don't need to explain.
Yeah.
How my, it just, it is. I need an understanding. It affects, permeates every facet of your life.
Okay.
This is the religion that most people, we have been indoctrinated, like the whole society is money. I didn't invent it, but now I'm part of it. And now I have weird, this is what it is about.
Now I have a question. Mm-hmm. What is your cap off? Like, upper middle class is a no. Is middle class okay?
Middle class, it really depends how you were raised. There's follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Let's I agree with you. So, you know, but just that you were reliant to some extent.
Yeah,
I need some,
given an allowance until you were 30.
Yeah, I need some type of put upon early growth. I need somebody, you know, I need that you have an adversity, something.
Yeah.
And it's the reason, and people have pointed this out, and I don't know how kosher this is to say, but again, it's Ravi Havan. What are you going to say? you know, somebody pointed out that I have a lot of fat friends, that my best friends are growing up and
who
now.
Who the fuck pointed that out?
My fat friend.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My friend Shauna came to me. She goes, oh, you're always friends. Every time you introduce me, it's a... I go, all right. Well, I guess. And even though, like, my friend Natalie, fat, but comes from... you know, massive, you know, wealth in terms of me, but has been othered in a major way. I think it's one of the last things that I think that, like, people take for granted how much it affects your life when you're big.
Yeah.
It literally is everything. The stores, the food, like, everybody's looking, you look, nothing is made for you. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, as a poor person, you're shut out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a similar, I need you to have been through something.
Yeah.
But only when she said that, I was like, oh, yeah, why am I always the kid with, like, it's like the tiny kid. You see that duo, but I think it's because there's a lot of similarity there. I was like, I don't know. I need some type of struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to explain basic things to somebody. There's like a cultural understanding when there is some type of, you've been marginalized, you've been othered, you know what it's like.
We can just talk now.
Yes,
we can just speak, like, we're speaking a similar language. The world is hell, let's get through it.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, so it's one of those things that happened accidentally. So I go, you come from money or not? And she was like, oh, well, you know, I don't know, my father military. And I knew right away she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who come from money, they go, you know, we were comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we did okay. Like, just right away to know, you know.
Yeah.
So I knew, oh, the bitch has her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, listen, you know, and we were all leaving. The Uber was coming. Rox, I had to take Rox home. I said, listen, I don't want to lie. I want to ask you out. I need your number.
Yeah.
You know, I said, like, yeah, I don't want to lie. Just, why am I going to lie? I don't want to lie. I need to take you out and give you my, you know. And then the friend goes, I'll give you her number. I'll give you her number, because the friend was a fan of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're not giving me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm getting it from the source.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm testing it now.
Yes.
I don't need some bullshit.
This energy.
Yeah.
So then I tested it. I wrote up my full name. I said, write it back. She wrote back. I said, I got to go check my book. I went home. I checked my book, my physical book. And I looked. I felt terrible, because I really wanted to take her out right away. But I was going to Portland for shows. So I said, I got to go to Portland, potentially get COVID. And I'll take you out, you know, the Monday, 7 p.m. I'll pick you up. So that's what happened. And we went out and it was wonderful.
Did you guys go out for dinner?
Yes. I took her out for dinner.
Dinner on the first date.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bold move.
I love
is it?
That.
Yeah.
Why? What are people doing?
I would
doing?
Never do. I would always do drinks first because you never know. But I guess you already met in person. So you were like, there's vibes
I also
there.
Don't date a tremendous amount.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've never been on an app or, mm-hmm. or anything like that. I've been in like a long relationship.
Yeah.
And then I've had several like mini, like, you know, dating to see if there's a real potential. But I've never been into a hookup culture. Mm-hmm. Like I'm old school in that way. And I don't frown upon people who do that. It just does nothing for me even to kiss somebody I like, to like them and everything.
Yeah. Cute. Yeah, a romantic.
A connection.
Yeah.
A sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I could be alone. I don't need to. I'd rather not make out. You know, I don't want to kiss somebody I don't want to kiss. I'd rather no kiss.
Did you guys kiss on the first date?
We did.
Tongue?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Olives. Oh.
No, but teeth. No, lots of teeth. Wow. First date. So I you picked that. Her up.
No, of course.
I love that's very
yeah,
it's chivalrous.
Classic. Yeah.
You got to like pick up.
You if are
whoever
classic.
Asks out mm-hmm. picks up
and pays. I always do whoever asks.
I love
pays.
That.
Of course.
I also like if you've met before to bring flowers on a first date.
Yes.
Because if you've already established, if like Tinder onlines are a little different where like I want to make sure that you're real.
Out.
Like let's get drinks. Let's meet somewhere. I can have the safety of an exit mm-hmm. with my own car.
Yeah.
You already know them. Bring a flower.
Yeah. That's I love cute. Bringing it. I love that as well. I brought her flowers early on, not the first Ooh. Date, but you get the car washed.
Oh, yes.
I like the whole prep of the date.
Yes.
I love having a hot date.
Yes.
I love mm-hmm. excited about her. I felt exactly how I should feel even for the first date.
Yeah.
We're detailing the car. I got to run around. My
You're getting
shirt.
The cologne.
Yeah. 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 I got a new cologne. Like all of it is just excellent. I love the prep. I love the nerves. I love all of it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh my God.
That's so sweet.
Is your current partner your typical type, do you think?
I don't know if I have a type. I'm madly in love with her.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Great.
That's amazing.
And the first date went really well. We're kissing, right? You're dining.
We were dining. The restaurant was my favorite. I had a hookup. Here's an interesting story. So, I wanted to go to this restaurant. All my restaurants were closed on Mondays.
Oh.
Mondays are not a great restaurant.
Yeah.
So, the places that I'm on my home turf, which I would prefer on a date,
mm-hmm.
it's not working out. So, I get my buddy Kathleen to make me a reso. She has this restaurant in Hollywood or whatever. I don't like to go there, but whatever, I'm there. And, but she says, you know, I got you too. I said, ask for the best table, please. Any help I can get. I mean, now we know she's a bachelorette.
Right.
I know nothing about that. I got to go out with this girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe she's used to this or that. Who cares? Let's just, you know, I'd love to take her to one of my spots, but let's make her happy where we can. So she goes, I have two for Kathleen. You know, she goes, the resi is under like my name. I said, you got to change it.
It has to be under your name.
It has to be under my name or mm-hmm. I can't go. She goes, no, it's really hard because it's like the app that she made, the reservation. It's like you have to make. I said, Kathleen, there's no
you can't
way
go in there and
I'm
say
risking
someone else's name. No.
Explaining who the hell Kathleen is.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can't with women. Have you met women?
On the first date?
There's no explaining Mm-mm. who Kathleen is.
No. You can't come out on top.
No.
You can't.
No.
Also, it's just like a power move. You have to be like, this is my name. I made the reservation. Unless you're like, that's my assistant.
It. How long have you guys been together now?
A while.
How did you wait before you guys went public for a while?
Yes.
That's good.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I guess then, because no one knew that she was queer before, right?
I just like, I was more worried than her. Like I've been, you know, I've been... I was outed when I was 17, and I just didn't want that. You know, I wanted her like we were kind of facing, you know, this is the first time like I don't know anything about her business and her life and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, there was this idea that people were seeing us out and that they mm-hmm. could run with the story and then she wouldn't
Have
get to
power.
Say, yeah, like her shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like I was pro her saying her stuff, but we really enjoyed like being secrets and
well,
to some extent, like, you know, we had a bubble and we really like, but then it was getting a kind of out of hand because people were, you know, my stand-up is I'm pretty out there. People recognize me now more for stand-up. She's obviously a star.
Yeah.
So we went to Queer Line Dancing, which
I just went a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and we have people who come up to her and be like, with your platform, you should come. It's like, what are you saying?
Give her the right time.
Oh, I would expect for you. It's like, what are you
Oh, people
expect?
Said that to her?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, I'm like, Dyke, please. please.
No, this you is can't. Just you like can't annoying. Dictate when somebody else is no. other than Taylor yeah. Swift. She's supposed to come out.
Yeah, she really needs to come out. This is like crazy. So that's what happened. I don't know.
Wow. It's beautiful. I think it's honestly like I'm pretty love obsessed. And I think that like it's really fun to see you be like madly in love with somebody. Yeah.
People are horrified by it. Guy Brunham. How do you say his last name? I fucked this Brunham. Up. No,
I think you got it.
Brunham.
Yeah.
Brunham. Yeah. He said, you know, he's such a funny comedian, but he comes to me and writer on Hacks and a million other things. But he came up to me, an actor, and he came up to me and he goes, you know, we don't want to see this. We want to see Robbie with a petty gripe.
Yeah.
You know,
but you still have those. It feels like exactly. She's not changing you in any way, except that you're more like
why
loving.
Shouldn't I have love too?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Now we have both sides of Robbie.
I think having the Robbie Hoffmans of the world, mm-hmm. the like, which I do believe you are a one of a kind.
Thank you.
Also, yeah. I think it's like seeing you falling in love with the fucking Bachelorette.
It's insane.
Season 19 funny. Is like, yeah, something in it really like, at first you're like, but it makes the most amount of sense. I don't know what it I is, agree. But I'm
does
like.
Does it make sense? Okay. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be, because when she was kind of like, baby. They got gay. They're gonna find out I'm Jewish. It's not gonna be good,
right?
Like it's not gonna go. This can't go well. And it went really well,
right?
You guys are a beautiful couple.
Well, and this like, is truly. The thing that, like, sometimes there's things within the queer community that's mm-hmm. like, if you're not actually in the community, like straight people are like, I don't understand what's happening here.
But
like
it straight makes people, mathematically, yeah, a ton.
But
of
when
sense.
You're in the community, like, how many couples do we see where there is like this, like. Short, hot, non-binary, masculine dyke with like the most yeah. femme per- like we see this a
all
lot
the time.
And right. but yeah. straight people are like, what the fuck? Like even just like dykes watching gay guy porn, I'm like, we all know that this is a yeah. phenomenon that happens. Yeah. Straight people lose their mind, but when I get to like look on like straight magazines and know. See fucking yeah. Robbie Hoffman.
It's so dumb.
You
I'm are
representing like,
the dykes.
Okay, great.
It's awesome. I'm like in my bliss.
I wish we could do a time dyke of the year. Maybe we'd start that with yeah. two dykes.
Listen.
She's honestly made me a lesbian. Like I haven't, like I do feel like a gay girl with her. Like we're so
wow.
bad. I've never had that thing where you're friends also. And I always thought mm-hmm. it was a cop out. Like I'm marrying my best friend or something like this. I'm like, you don't fuck your best friend, but I do, and it's the best.
Yeah,
it
is, isn't it?
And we chat all the time.
Yeah.
And we cuddle and hang out, and I feel girly with her in
cute.
An unabashed way. And I just, like, I feel like I get to make out with my best friend.
Yeah.
This
and
is
it's
really,
really
you're
sexy.
Beaming. You're literally
yeah,
beaming.
It's
welcome.
Really sexy.
Yeah. yeah.
It so is. The whole nice. Thing turns me on, and it's wonderful, and we just really get along. You know, besides being the Bachelorette, which obviously is the easiest thing she's done and the most, like, I'm like, duh, she to me is like, she's like what the American girl should look like.
Yeah.
Like she, not that should look like, but she's an all American girl. Like this is a Mexican cheerleader, girl next door.
Yeah.
yeah.
Gay. Like she's just the most free spirit.
Oh, I love that.
Things like that. It's like, we forget beyond being a bachelorette and what the bachelorette should have been. It's like, she was an ICU nurse. For 8 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. She did
wow.
like two bouts of COVID.
Oh, shit.
For, she was, yeah, she was an NFL cheerleader for 5 years.
Which
so she's been dancing for her whole life. Like she's just had a life.
Yeah.
And I really
wait, where is she
love
from
that.
And where was she a dancer at?
She's from mostly from Denver, but
okay.
she's and I'll let her speak to this more, but she's a military brat, what she would say.
Oh, so she
her
moved.
Father was in the military, so she moved quite a bit.
Oh wow.
And then she was yeah, so she was a Denver Bronco cheerleader, which is
that's
hilarious.
Awesome.
I want to go to a game.
Yeah.
You have to. They're so fun.
Me at football.
Yeah.
Come on.
You'd hate it.
Hello.
Oh,
go Broncos.
Have,
go Broncos.
Has she
never
ever
been
seen you do stand up? Does she like your stand up?
Yes, she's so fun. So I don't want anybody I'm like, please.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like my family. I'm like, guys, I just got to go work and just leave
that's
me alone.
Yeah.
But she came to like, she's like, can I come to Showtime? I'm like, literally a nothing bar show. She's like dressed to the night. I'm like, baby, you will be by far the hottest person that ever walked into this joint. She's like, I just want to look good for your show. It's like, believe
like
me, you and a fucking, yeah, literally though. I'm like, you in a garbage bag is better than whoever's going to be at the show. Anyway, she comes. She's like immediate, like the Nicole Kidman, like clap after, like after, like coming up, like somebody's still going. I'm like, baby, baby, baby. She's like, it was so good. Like she's like
stop.
The biggest fan.
I love
and
that.
I think we're each, she doesn't know nothing about stand-up.
Yeah.
So this is the first time she's like, oh my God, it's excellent. I mean, you know, so she's like a huge fan and I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah.
Like I'm like she was like, I hate that I missed her on Dancing with the Stars. I think she's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
I'm like showing videos. I'm like, look at her. And the cha-cha.
You're really in love.
I'm like, look at her doing the cha-cha.
Look at her doing the cha-cha.
I know nothing about the cha-cha, but here she is.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thanks for sharing all that with us, Robbie. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm fucking here for it. I'm right. here for Dykes making it into mainstream yeah. like consciousness and all around. So
see, you way don't know. Go. I don't know that it does. You know, for me, it's such a bubble, everything. That's why I don't look at anything. Cause I'm like, I never know what is real. What's, you know, so I just like yeah. try and be me throughout. Like if I'm just me, myself, and you know, yeah. together with myself, it's like everything. I don't have to know anything else yeah. really.
I think that's kind of like, for me, when I look at people that are able, a lot of people in the queer community, what makes us, people tell us we're gay and people tell us we're queer. All we're doing is like living, right?
Yeah.
I accidentally fell in love with a girl when I was like fucking, you know, 16 or whatever. Everyone tells you you're gay. But as you know, the experience is like, that's, you can call me whatever you want. I just have to do what I have to do. But to see people being who they are, which is like the authenticness that comes with being a queer person. And then to see that also through the gaze of like, this celebrity who is so femme, so beautiful, so straight.
Yeah.
And then you being so authentically who you are, people seeing this, like it is, I know you're like, because you don't have to care because you're just living your life.
No, but I do care.
Seeing
thrilled.
This is yeah. like actually,
it means a lot
like
to the
major.
Community.
It's yeah. actually okay, fucking good. Major. Having her and you being so in love with each other.
It's
like
insane.
Watching, I'm just picturing like if I could have seen that. When I was closeted, I'd be like, there's hope for a world where I can just be like,
can I be
somebody?
Honest, we kind of did.
Who?
Samantha Ronson, Lindsay Lohan.
Fucking.
Whoa. I would say that was like the last one where this happened, where I kind of shook the queer community.
People were like, yeah, this is just great. And I'm so excited. I'm just like, oh, this good. Fucking rocks. This
yeah,
is,
that was a good. Yeah, that was, I remember that. Yeah, no. So we're both, I know it seems so random to people and I apologize, but it really just clicks and works. I don't
yeah.
know. And we're in different industries, but we have an understanding of what each other is doing.
Yeah.
And so nice. We have similar. So I don't know. It just clicks. But I know it's extremely random.
Had she been with a woman before you?
I'll let her speak to that. But
yeah.
yes.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Fucking
we have
sick.
Now an Ask a Dyke.
Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've got to ask a dyke tonight. I've got to know.
What's in those binders? I haven't seen a binder in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's listen.
I'm so curious what's in those binders.
Hi, Mackenzie. Hello, Rachel. I am stuck in traffic in LA, and I thought, what better time to have an Ask a Dyke moment? Kind of a long story, but I'm in a situation where my wife and I, our relationship is changing, and she recently told me that she doesn't really have romantic feelings for me anymore. All our past relationships have been with men, and her and I were our first sort of jump into a same-sex relationship. We hooked up the night we met. She asked me to marry her 2 years later. And now here we are 8 years later, and she's feeling like maybe she isn't gay anymore. We have 2 children, biologically hers, my stepchildren from her previous marriage. They're almost out of high school, so we're sort of in this situation where we have to stay friends and we have to be amicable because we're really just kind of trying to get the kids through school and like it not be as stressful for them. And I know that stereotypically in the lesbian community, you know, exes stay friends. And all of my exes have been men, and I never stayed friends with them. Nope. So I guess my question is, how do you stay friends with an ex, especially when you might still have feelings for them? Is it just a matter of time? Is it a conversation? Lots of conversations? Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So this person is married and they have 2 kids yeah. and they've been together for 8 years And it sounds like their wife is just now being like, I don't know if I'm gay. Oh, no.
Well, I don't think, oh, no. I think it's fine. You know, I think sometimes we see when people get married and the relationship falls apart. You know, they were married 10 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, all for naught. No, you had 10 years.
Yeah.
It's not nothing. It's not nothing. You had some great times with this person. Things change. You have two kids. Priorities shifted from that. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm opposed to children. I have no interest to living for something that takes all my money for no reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, priorities change. Your feelings change. Mm-hmm. You grow. And I don't think it's like all for naught. I think that the unfortunate thing here is, yes, you could benefit from time apart, but because you have kids, you have to manage a co-relationship. I think I would limit it to the kids. I would set boundaries as much as possible to only be with the kids. And yes, time will change it completely. Time will always. And you will fall in love again. I know it's hard for you to think of that, but you will. I'd be careful about the crawl back after that.
Yeah.
By the way. But... And yeah, you'll manage for the kids until they're 18 and for as many years. And I think that's the way forward. I think that it's not all for naught. It's not like, oh my God, we already did this. Like, you got two great kids. You did have at one point a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that idea that like, oh, the marriage was just time. It's like, married 8 years, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't all bad.
Yeah.
I also don't like the idea that if this relationship isn't working out anymore, then that has to mean that this wife is like not gay anymore. Mm-hmm. Because like people, I think things are much more fluid than I'm with a woman, so now I'm gay, or I'm with a guy, and so now I'm straight. It's like, it doesn't have to mean like if this relationship doesn't end that now she's going back to her straight life. It doesn't have to be a blip into a different world. I think it's just like,
well,
let things
not
be.
Yeah, maybe she is straight though again. Maybe she does realize she wants to only date men or whatever it is.
Sure,
who cares?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter either way. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she's probably, because she's, you know, she's not 100% straight because she had an 8 year. So I think she probably is more of a connection person,
yeah,
which I also am. It so happens I haven't had one deeply with a man, but I'm open and always have been. Not mm-hmm. currently, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, sorry, who cares? So like, we clamoring. Can't be offended as dykes to be like, yeah, somebody wants... You know, who cares? I just like, it's not you is the point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not you. That's a great point.
You also are like, I like that it's more of a glass half full. Like, don't look at it as the relationship's over and you have to be sad and it is all for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it being like, you did look back on these 8 to 10 years or whatever and be happy for what you did.
Yeah, I think you should marry someone. Even if you think you could see yourself with somebody for 10 years, that's reason enough to marry them.
Great.
That's really sweet.
Because I don't think if it falls apart, people go, idiots.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I think they go, they gave it
a
fair shot. Yeah, they gave it a fair shot.
So. Are you friends with any of your exes, Robbie?
I am. I went to my ex's wedding in Toronto.
Really?
Shout out to Michelle and Jax.
Shout out Michelle and Jax.
Shout out to Michelle and Jax.
So you're good at maintaining friendships with exes?
Yeah, for the most part.
Easily? There's no mess?
No, sometimes there's time and different things. I have an ex who was, you know, exceptionally vindictive and strange and weird and, you know, stole ideas and that sort of thing. So, no.
Ooh.
But for the most part, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, unless they make it super weird, then I'm like, I actually don't want to love you as a person, you know, as mm-hmm. a person. We have varying values. But for the most part, I think with time and if they were a good person and, you know, breaking up is always hard, but if you give it some time and they fall in love and you fall in love again,
then
I think
you can
just like, oh, I did like them as a, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'm mostly friends with my exes, but it's like they were good people. I didn't date crap.
Yeah. Everything about you is pretty queer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go.
Really? But I love that.
Here we go. Yeah, the episode title is Turns Out Robbie is Gay.
Yeah, literally.
Turns out Robbie Hoffman's gay, if
what
you can
nightmare.
Believe that.
What a nightmare.
And wears really good makeup, which
yeah,
I have to get
incredible.
My fucking hands on.
Amazing skin.
Bless you.
Guys, I've been told I have great skin, which
you
have, I do.
You do have great skin.
But if you're doing a podcast or you're doing a show, you can get something called a bronzer blush.
Mm-hmm. Where do I get it?
It's $8 at the pharmacy. And
great.
You just put a little bit and a little bit. And it makes sure so that you're more expressive.
Definitely.
I need to get that.
Yeah. And it's helped.
Who taught you this?
You know, This girl at camp taught it to me.
Camp.
Yeah, shout out to Amy Klein.
Shout out to Amy. Shout out today.
Shout out to Amy Klein in Montreal. You know, the summer, not the concentration mm-hmm. kind. Yeah. But so I learned, you know, but yeah, and you can kind of just it wipes
great.
Off
yeah, you
the
look
day.
Great.
But your skin, mm-hmm. I am genetically blessed. It's not like to say like, you know, I somehow lots of people comment on my skin with the blush without the like people yeah. like my skin. Which
yeah.
It's great.
Start a skincare line.
We're loving your skin.
I got good skin.
Thanks so much for being here. Is there anything else you want to say? Where should we follow you? Do you need anything from
follow me?
You need anything? Are you good? Are you
follow me on Instagram? Yeah. Couple nudes on there. You can find out all my shows where I am on stories. That's as much as I can do. Mm-hmm. They put a link tree up there now, so you can see where I'm in your city. I don't manage the link tree, but somebody is making sure that you see where the tickets are and everything. Follow our podcast. I started a podcast called Too Far with Robbie Hoffman and Rachel Colley. Listen to that podcast. Subscribe, like, leave a positive comment only. We are not in the mood for any type of negative comment.
Leave a comment about Robbie's skin.
About my skin, please. Anything. And shout out to my TikTok army over there.
It's actually just Rachel and I.
It's us.
The Hoffheads on Twitter, wherever you guys are. I appreciate you. Continue to do the good work you
we
do.
We love you, Robbie. This was amazing. Thanks for being here again.
I'm a good one.
I'm Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Robbie Hoffman.
Go do something gay today. Bye-bye.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin. Rachel Scanlon. Worldwide Dykes for Life.